I'm so excited you decided to join me for Glorious Living. Get ready to be filled with faith as we study God's Word together. It's always a blessing for me to have you here in the program in Studio C and right here at Jesse DuPlantis Ministries. And I have Jesse and Chrissy with me today. We have a special guest.
How you doing, boss?
It's been a while.
It's
been a while. We're so glad to have you back.
Thank you.
We thought it would be a good idea. Chrissy and I, lately, we've been doing Bible studies based on the magazine. And this month of our magazine, would you show them the cover, Chrissy?
Look who it is.
Oh, my goodness.
It's boss.
He's here in person, live and in color. But he's also here on our magazine. And, of course, we always have his baby's picture somewhere here in the studio.
It's right above your head over there, Miss Kathy. It's right on the mantle.
There it is. It's always there.
There it is.
But anyway, in this magazine, we've featured on our partners, of course, but we also have a featured article based on Jesse's newest book, which is right here.
Overwhelmed. This is actually from chapter 10.
Chapter 10 of this, that's in this new book, the newest book that Jesse has out that's for, we prepared for our partners, and it's such an encouragement. But we grabbed chapter 10 from this book and put it in the magazine.
Yes.
And I'm going to be reading from our app, which we have all of our messages on our app, including our magazine. And I'm just doing it this way just to show you how wonderful it is that we have all these resources available for you. Chrissy may follow along in the magazine. Yes. Jesse got it in his heart because he preached the message that we put in the book. And it's going to be so powerful. It's one of his most popular messages. What's the title of it again?
It's Chris? Be Overwhelmed, Not Choked. And this is such a classic, timeless message that we can apply to our lives. It doesn't matter what season you're in. It's such a great message. Right. And I know people are going to gain so much faith and grow in this. In fact, we have people from all over the world that read our magazine, that watch the messages. And I have a testimony I want to share. Okay. It's in Italian. It was translated from Italian. And I thought that was so awesome because, you know,
Italian.
So it says...
And we love the Italian
people. We love the Italians. We love the food. And she says, thank you, Jesse. You helped me stand firm in my faith and make my faith grow. So,
praise God.
So thank you. Grazie. That's so exciting to hear. And I know that this program is going to do the same for you. It's going to help you stand firm and make your faith grow.
Amen.
And you know what I like about it too, Jesse? You know, this is a timeless message. In fact, you every now and then the Lord leads you to speak it again. In fact, when we did our international meetings just recently, not too long ago, I can't remember which nation we were in, but you did bring up, I don't know if it's the whole message or portions of it. So I just want to cut you loose and let you just share whatever's on your heart today.
She cut me loose. Well, first things, I'm going to shock you when I say there are no seasons with God.
Amen. So good.
None. Zero.
Amen.
I am that I am. Hmm. Well, if he's I am that I am, then you have God's DNA in you. So you, I am that I am in him, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why I don't struggle with a lot of things that a lot of people struggle with. Not that I'm better, not that I'm, got more faith than you. I don't believe that. I might have a little more obedience, but I know, you know, faith, now faith is. But see, I don't go through what I call seasonal Christianity.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to have
seasonal
a bad
allergies,
day today.
Seasonal Christianity.
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff. I don't do seasonal Christianity. Jesus said when he saved us, he saved us. We're saved by grace. That's true. But we don't abuse grace. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Paul said, you know, grace, the sin abound, grace abound more. God forbid. You don't do that.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying is I just made up my mind to live on earth like I'm living in heaven, which causes a little persecution. You know, and not from Kathy.
No.
Kathy don't get no persecution hardly at all. But this boy does because I just tell you flat what I think.
I don't persecute you. You mean from other people.
Yeah, from other people is what I'm saying, yeah. I mean, and it doesn't make no difference because I'm going to agree with what God says no matter how much somebody attacks, you know what I'm saying?
I love when you say, Percy ain't cute, so why does it matter anyway?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because nobody watching today is going to judge me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I will stand before God by myself. But all the evidence that I did in life, and God's going to judge me according to that evidence.
That is so true. And, you know, when we believe the Bible, which is unbelievable for some people, it's so big, it's so great, his blessings are so unlimited.
Unlimited.
When we start taking away the limits, a lot of people get upset because they've put on a choke. They've been living with a chokehold on their life for so long, they don't even realize it. Like you say, sometimes they make it jewelry.
Yeah.
But it's bondage.
Well, the church... They did a rope, but they made it a hanging thing.
Wow.
You know, you're never going to mount to this, you're never going to mount to that, and you're hanging by a rope and your toes are touching, but if they go up a little bit, you're dead and all that kind of stuff. I just don't agree with that, and I don't see that in Jesus at all. Jesus had no financial deficits. Now, you go study his life, you'll find out. He had no financial deficit. Poor people do. Mm-hmm. So evidently, Jesus wasn't poor.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, so if he don't have any financial deficits, Ephesians 5 verse 1 says, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. So why should I have one?
Right.
That don't turn me off. Listen, think about that for a minute. Mm-hmm. If this book means what it says and says what it means, all of us ought to be overwhelmed.
That's right. So good.
Not choked.
Yeah.
You see, so I live on a daily basis, not a Sunday basis. That doesn't mean I don't have trouble in life. That doesn't mean the devil don't attack me. He does, and different things of that nature. But so what? Mm-hmm. I read the end of the book. I win.
That's so good.
I've won.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And I'm going to win some more.
Amen. You know?
And it's just literally that simple.
Amen. Well, the basis for your article, the portion that we put in here, was based on Mark chapter 4, which I remember for years, your Bible seemed to flop open automatically to Mark chapter 4, because
wow.
God was teaching you so many things about the hundredfold return.
Amen.
And you talk about this in the beginning of the article. And after this program's over, you can go and grab that article. If you have the magazine, if you haven't read it, you need to read it. Or go to our app and read it like I'm reading it. Again, right here. But for free, exactly. It got so much content.
It
so
is.
Wonderful.
It's awesome.
But Mark chapter 4 is such a pivotal chapter because Jesus was teaching on the parable of the sower, mm-hmm. or the parable of the seeds, as some people say, as you've often said too, as well.
Well, it's actually more than that. It's the parable of soil.
The soils. That's,
yeah, that's
so
right.
True.
See, because seed don't work unless it goes in soil.
Yeah.
See, whether it's bad soil or good soil, you know, it has to have soil around
it. And the type of soil would determine what kind of return
you have. That's so true.
And so there was the 30, 60, some fell on the different grounds,
right.
But the good ground is what we want to focus on.
But
the
notice he didn't say 30, 60, and 90.
No. Mm-hmm.
He said 36 and 100. You know why? It's not mathematics.
That's right.
It's folding. It's folding. Constant. Every time it folds, it doubles. Then the double, double. Then the double, 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 double. Doubles.
Yeah.
And it just goes on, which means it gets to a point that it's beyond human reasoning, and that's the way the Word of God is.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't need to, it just means what it says and says what it means.
Right.
So I refuse to be choked, even though the church world or the secular world will try to put a hanging noose around my neck. Mm-hmm. And everyone that's tried that has failed.
That's right.
I'm not bragging about that because you know what? I'm just believing what this Word says. And is it hard? It is in the natural, but it's not me that liveth, but Christ liveth in me. Now, I'm going to give you a revelation. I'm going to preach on this pretty soon. I've touched it a little bit in my ministry.
Oh.
I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, that means right now, I'm touching Chrissy. That's flesh.
Right.
I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now, hang on. Mm. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. I don't live one day by my faith. Mm. My faith ain't got anything to do with this. My faith is to believe God, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Right.
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Wow.
And his faith has never, ever failed.
Hmm.
See, so a lot of people try to live by their faith, mm-hmm. and they fail.
Yeah.
Now, you still please God because you jumped out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm saying? And, but when you live by the faith of the Son of God, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going on. Maybe I ought to do that this Sunday when I preach. I don't know.
You
understand that, see? Yeah. And that's why people look at me like, oh, who does he think he is? See, you judging me by your faith. Mm. Or you judging me by what my faith. I don't live by my faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Watch this. Who loved me, this is Paul talking, gave himself for me. Watch this. I don't frustrate the grace of God. I don't live a frustrating life. That
right.
doesn't mean I haven't got frustrated.
Right.
You know, we're in the world, but we're not of it. And my theme is create your world and walk in. I want to make an announcement today.
Okay.
And I want George and all my people in the room, that everybody listen up. Next week, I'm going to do this next week. I want to preach to the world on social media, on every platform I got.
Yes.
And I'm going to sit at a desk and I'm going to preach. Now, I've preached this in churches, but not to the whole world. And I can do it to the whole world.
Live.
On create your world and walk in it. How do I create my world? How do I bypass problems?
Right.
Wow.
And run into answers?
Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
There's no barricades in my life. And I and what day we should do it? You give me a good day.
Well, next, I'm not sure. We have to look at the calendar. We'll promote it on the social media.
But it's going to be next week. And I want you to listen to this. Because, you see, and that is my theme. And many of my partners have got the partner letter and things of that nature. But listen to me. I'm going to break this thing down. Because, see, at a church, I got a time factor, which is okay. I have no problem with that. But with me in this, studio, and I can go as long as I want on social media, I want to really show you how not to struggle anymore, spiritually, physically, or financially. Mm. But number one, can't live by your faith.
That's right.
You got to live by the faith of someone.
That
is so That's going to be next week. And we'll figure it out what day it is.
Yeah.
And then that way you can turn it on all our platforms. And that's what y'all call our platforms.
We'll let you know.
And it will work for you.
That's so good.
I'm telling you, it will work for you. I'm saying it. That's next week.
Yeah.
So look at your calendar. What's the, at the time I'm saying this, you know what the day is. Next week, we're going to do that. We're going to do it, and you'll be able to pick it up anytime you want.
Oh, yeah. We'll promote it. You'll find it on social media. We'll actually post down in the comment section below when you can expect that to be aired. And you know what I love so much, boss, about this theme? I've often said this is one of my favorite ones, create your world and walk in it, because it encompasses everything.
Everything.
Even the article, Be Overwhelmed, Not Choked. I mean, people say, it's impossible. I can't do that, but in the natural. But no, with God, all things are possible.
Right.
And then to me, it's just absolutely awesome in a world where everyone's putting on limits.
That's right.
We can believe what God says and take those limits off.
Are you comfortable in your home?
Yes.
With Luis and Sophia there?
Yes.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah,
you know why? It's your world.
It's my world.
So you know what's going to happen. You know when you go. You know when you're going to eat, and you know when you're not going
to
eat.
And I have a lot of control over that world, too, just saying.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Right?
Think about it. You know when to go in. You know when to come out.
Yeah. But,
listen, you don't want to miss this next week. I'm telling you. You know when to come in. You know when to go out. You know when to go to the bathroom and when you don't want to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You know when to clean the house and when not to clean the house. You
That's
just
right.
know because it's your world. And you notice if Luis is in your world, this is her husband, and Sophia, it don't make no difference what they do. They will always stay in your world unless you break covenant.
That's right.
And why would you do that?
Exactly.
Because then you go into the other person's world.
Right.
You don't want
to
do that.
Right. And you can determine what happens in your world.
That's
like,
right.
You're not going to put your feet on my couch. I can just hear it.
That's
you know,
right.
if there's an animal. No. The animal don't sleep in the bed.
Exactly.
No, you sleep on the floor by the bed. I mean, you set the parameters.
And you have the authority and the confidence to say, get those dirty shoes off my couch, right?
That's so right.
That's why
that's
I'm
so
overwhelmed.
Good.
That's why I'm overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not choked. And what it
in
is, I
way.
Used to use the word blessing on that. You used to say, boy, God's blessed me so much. And I got to thinking about the word blessing, you know, it's the ability to create wealth or what it is. But I said, that's too small.
Mm-hmm.
I got to find a word that's bigger than that. And I came up with the word overwhelm.
So good.
Now, when you think of the word overwhelm, most people think it on the negative side.
Yeah.
They were overwhelmed with trouble or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, I'm overwhelmed with the blessing of God in every area of my life.
That's why we put on the back, be overwhelmed in a good way.
In a good way.
Because so many people want to talk about, oh, my overwhelming life. I'm so busy.
Yeah.
And they're just dreading every second.
That's right.
And that's so disappointing because God wants you blessed in every area.
Well, have you ever had your Sophia, your baby, as an example? I mean, you know what she looks like, man. She came out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and Luis created her with God's blessing. But there's sometimes you look at it, and it's so overwhelming, the love that you have for that kid. Even though she can be a little rough person when she wants to be. Because she's Italiano.
You understand? And Spanish.
What a combination.
Oh, Jesus.
You know? But sometimes there's no word to express to her how much you love her.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? That's overwhelmed.
And she took the chokehold off. You're not limiting your love for your child.
That's
and God
so
doesn't limit his love for us.
Amen. Yes. So it's a blessing of the Lord. So ask me questions.
Well, you know what part, of course, you started in your teaching on Mark chapter 4. I just thought we could read this since it is a Bible study teaching. And Mark chapter 4, verse 3 through 8 says, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up, and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100.
Notice it sprang up.
Sprang up.
You ain't got to dig it out.
Ooh, that's
sprang
good.
Up.
You ain't got to make it happen. Yeah, somebody to preach. You got to make it happen. You know, what they're putting is a religious yoke on your neck.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you want to wear a yoke, wear the yoke of Jesus. And my yoke, my burden is easy. My yoke is light.
Light.
You see, you don't have to dig it out. Mm-hmm. It will spring up if you understand that it's in the right soil.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
See, that's a very simple thing.
You don't have to try to make it happen.
I just felt
like there was a weight that came off of many people who are just going every day, I got to do this, I got to do this, not in your strength.
Right. See, I don't try to pay your salary.
Yeah.
You ever heard me say, "Book, Chrissy, can you take a cut this week? Can you take a cut this month?" I say, "I'm trying to get
you."
I don't try to pay your salary. Mm-hmm. That's not my job.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You see? That's what I'm talking about. You see, when you understand what it means to be overwhelmed, then you'll really begin to understand what it means to live by the faith of the Son of God. Because there are no surprises. Because you know what's coming. The reason why I create my world, I know what's coming in, I know what's going out. And Satan cannot walk in my world.
Right.
He slips and falls. He falters. You see what I'm saying? And it's just that simple. He could not longer stay in the world of God, he was kicked out. He couldn't stay there. You see what I'm saying? Well, I said he come to the earth and messed all that up, and now Christians are kicking him out of his own place.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? How much power you have. So that's what I'm talking about. Don't let the church world or the secular world or family or anybody else try to choke what you believe in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because the Word of God is unbelievable. It is. In the natural, and it's impossible. But in the natural and the spiritual, it's doable.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
It's just so doable.
Well, Jesse, this message has set so many people free over the years. I remember testimony after testimony about when you encourage people to believe for the unbelievable because it's doable has just really not only helped us, but it's helped people all over the world.
Yeah.
And today I know there are a lot of partners that are watching along with us, and they help us to do all that we do. And we so appreciate our partners. I know you often tell them that you pray for them every day. In fact, Cover This Magazine, which you showed earlier, has what is dear to our heart, which is our partner wall.
Mm-hmm. But can I interrupt? If you come and visit us, I want someone will take you around the minute. They're going to take you away this way. There are literally thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures all over the world, all over the walls. In fact, I want to get rid of all the artwork and just fill it up with partners. Because you see, without you, we could not do this. Why would I say that? Because, see, me and you, we created a covenant.
Yes.
Why am I saved? I created a covenant with God. I didn't have to get saved. He said, I want to thank you for receiving me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So covenant is one of the most amazing statements in the Bible and in the world. Mm-hmm. And I want you to see that. I ask you to be a partner with this ministry, spiritually, physically, and financially. Why financially? Because where your heart is where your treasure is. You see what I'm saying? And what happens is all I want you to do is be blessed. 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. Now, I don't know about other ministries. I'm not being critical of that. But this ministry, I know. And in 49 years of preaching, coming up on 50 years, we've never had a financial deficit. Why? Because I do what I say.
That's right.
I don't touch your money, and I don't touch God's money. So would you be a partner today if you're not one? How do I become one? Go to jdm.org. That's our website.
Yes.
You can hit a donate button. The amount is up to you. If you want to, you can use PayPal if you would like to use that, or text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. You can select giving on the JDM app. Kathy likes the JDM app.
Yeah, you might be watching this today on the app.
Right.
You don't have to get out of it to go and give. And even now, you can give right from the app, which is so amazing.
Or you can mail in your donation in the mail. You want to do that with that. You see, it's whatever you want to do. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Right.
Don't do something you don't want to do. But I believe the Lord is speaking to many of you today. And I've said it so many times. You give me $1,000, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I've asked the Lord for every dollar given to my ministry, give me a soul. I'll have 1,000 new people within a week coming into the glory of God. I know how to do that, and I'm bragging about it. Why? Because I know how to create a world to get there.
That's right.
You see what I'm trying to say? I mean, everywhere Jesus went, he drew crowds. Of course, he didn't have social media. But how many people I am talking to right now, we really don't know.
That's right.
Because how many don't tell us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And even if it's one device, it might be a whole household.
That's right.
A whole congregation tuning in to watch maybe a Sunday morning broadcast or something.
It's so awesome.
It's just amazing.
It really
so pray about it. And this anointing of increase. Now, I'm going to just be honest, and I'm not putting you on a prayer. When you came to work for me, and y'all been blessed?
Blessed.
Financially,
blessed.
Too.
In all areas.
In every
area.
And it's going to get better. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you live in an economic world.
Right.
I want you happy. I want you
overwhelmed. I love
in a
that.
Good way.
What I want you to do is get a check wherever you work at and go, what am I going to do with this?
Exactly.
You don't even need it. But because you work for it, you should receive it.
Right.
And then you do whatever you want to do.
And Jesse, it happens when you sow a seed, because a farmer, even if he has good ground, maybe he's got the best soil in the whole country, but if he doesn't take the time to put in the good seed, work that soil, believe for it, basically.
That's right.
The elements come in, the sun, the water, all the things that help it to grow up. It's not going to grow up unless the seed is first planted.
Well, Kathy, our job is to sow. It's God's job to grow.
He brings the increase. That's
See,
right.
Don't try to make it happen. You can't. Right. And it'll sprang up. You ain't got to dig it up.
You don't know how.
That's why you don't see me struggling.
So good.
Not that I'm better than you. I'm just saying, seed, pop up, boom. Lord, I need $100, boom. Lord, I need $1,000, boom. Watch it. Lord, I need $1,000,000. Do you see where we are right here? This studio, this right here, you're looking at a little over $1 million right here. All this stuff, cameras, we're behind there, all the different, and all I mentioned it. Mm-hmm. I said it to the Lord that morning before service. I got to the church and I ministered it and just preached and said, got $1 million donor coming. I didn't get out the church.
Declared it.
That's awesome.
It sprang up. Somebody gave us $1 million.
Your word sprang up.
We had
financial seed in the ground.
Sure.
You can't just talk about it, not actually put financial seed in the ground. The farmer could talk all day long about how much beautiful seed he's got in his barn and show his friends how, look at my great seed. But if you don't actually put it in that good ground, it can't do the process and start to sprang up.
The sprang up part is the faith of the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
The faith of the Son of God.
Yeah.
Not mine, making it happen.
See, yours is trying to do this. You're trying to make it work. What you do is sow it, walk away.
Yeah.
You go read all of it. You don't know how it happens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just God doing His job. In fact, in 2024, I love that theme too. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. Well, give me a job.
Give God a job.
I keep God very busy.
We do.
He keeps me very, very busy. And
that's
it's
so
just
good.
Such a blessing. So pray about becoming a partner. And if it is, I believe it's up on the screen. Is that stuff up on the screen?
Yes, how do yes.
And I let them handle all that kind of stuff. And watch the blessing of God begin to operate and function in your life. And let me tell you something. The only thing Satan uses to stop you from receiving spiritual, physical, and financial, time. But you are a timeless being.
Yeah.
Forget about time. Now, who don't want it yesterday? We all want it yesterday. Hey, we're Americans. We understand that. But let God do what He wants to do. Have you ever pulled an orange off of a tree and it was kind of sour? But if you left the thing on there another week or two, it would have turned beautiful yellow. It wasn't ready.
See, ooh, this is some good preaching, boss.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you want it sweet.
That's right.
You know, we never had a lot of money growing up. We never ate a lot of fruit. I'm still not a big fruit eater. Kathy loves fruit. But I like an orange.
You love oranges.
I'm an orange person. But he expects me to peel. I like
He'll sit there, oh, that's a good orange in that refrigerator.
So he says it a few times.
Would you like me to peel it for you?
Let me show you why. Look at my fingernails.
Oh.
They're short, huh? You want to see shorter? Look at these. Look at these things. She can peel an orange ball with them nails.
Well, that's why they make knives, you know. But anyway, I do, because one of the things I love to do it for you because I love to see you enjoy it.
But I love a sweet orange. And the favorite one is a satsuma.
Oh,
you may not know what that means, but that's easy to peel.
You don't need
it. That is very easy. I can even do those.
Oh, it's wonderful. And a navel orange.
That's your favorite. It's not as easy.
You know, but I'm just saying, but you want it sweet. It's a little disappointing.
That's right.
If it's sour. You know what I'm trying
to
say?
This is so good. Are y'all enjoying this? Comment below. Let us know, because I'm gleaning so much
Amen.
From this.
Sure.
And I know people are encouraged right now knowing that, you know, they can do whatever God's called them to do.
Sure.
Not only can they do it, God's going to make it happen.
There's
for
two
them.
People going to believe for you. One is God and the other is Jesse.
Wow.
I will believe with you and for you.
Amen.
I don't care what anybody says. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stick with this word of God.
Thank you.
And this word of God will function and will work. That's so and when true. The devil figures out he don't care, he ain't turning loose or nothing, he walks away.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
He tries to find some weak spot. Mm-hmm. It's like a hurricane. That's a perfect example. A hurricane cannot go against a high. It kicks that sucker out, pushes it. So it looks for a weak place in the atmosphere to go in. That's like the devil. Mm-hmm. See, and notice it's called a low pressure. Mm-hmm. It makes it low, gets low. You see what I'm saying? And then it goes into it. And watch this. The front will pull it and pull it away. No, I don't care if it's the biggest thing you ever saw. That high comes out there, shut her down.
Yeah.
We serve the Most High.
That's so good. God. You know, Jesse, one of the things I love about the whole message of the chokehold, it really goes across all the different needs that people have in the body of Christ. We've focused in on the financial end because a lot of people, they're facing financial
sure.
issues
Rough
in this
financial
world,
issues.
Of course, but that even also applies to divine healing. Mm-hmm.
But next week, I'm going to talk about that. I'm okay. going to help you how to get out of that
good.
Craziness.
Does that mean
I
we
was
get
hoping,
a part two?
This subject is so, we've covered a lot on the financial, but I just want us to get into a little deeper about how people have limited God in
yes.
the realm of divine healing.
Right.
They basically put the chokehold, and you have so many things that you could maybe speak to about that. So I'm so glad that you're willing to come back. I had a feeling that this program would have been too big of a subject to cover
so
at one time.
We're going to do another one?
You just yes. said it.
Okay. No, I'm talking, that's next week. No, but I'm talking about that big thing I want to do.
Oh, and that
that too. Well,
so it's
in addition.
Okay. In addition.
Is that okay? Are you ready to stay for a test?
We're going
to stay in the same clothes.
I believe in addition and multiplying, not division and subtraction.
We just keep folding and folding and folding
that's
all
it.
The good
that's
stuff.
This is such a big subject because I believe that God wants to show you that you can take off the chokehold, take off the chokehold, take off all limitations because God wants to bring you into your glorious life. That's what glorious living
that's
is all
right.
about, Chrissy.
So I got to wear this shirt all week long?
No.
Next week.
Well, we're taping it and going to air it the following week.
Time doesn't exist here.
There you go.
Like you said, the word of God is timeless.
It is.
Timeless.
And this is, I believe, anointed by the Holy Spirit, and I believe people's lives are being touched. I believe that you're being touched
yes,
today.
Amen.
I do too.
Let's pray before they go today, because I want them to come back. Jesse, would you lead us in
sure.
prayer for the
Father,
patients?
In the name of Jesus, we come boldly to the throne
Lord.
Of grace
yes.
with these people's petitions and supplications
thank you,
with
Lord.
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Lord, you said to say thank you, which means you're going to answer the prayer.
Right.
Bless everyone that's watching
yes,
today, spiritually,
right.
physically,
thank
financially.
You,
Lord, help them understand what we're saying here, that we're not just trying to make them feel good.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Want them to be good
yes.
and that the blessing will flow greatly. Satan, I get great pleasure in telling you, get under these people's feet in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't ask, I demand, and I command.
Amen.
He said, if two of us agree, well, here's little Chrissy, here's little Kathy, and this little Jesse, and a big God. Hallelujah.
And a
very dumb, stupid, small
yes.
devil. In the name of Jesus, we
yes.
decree and declare answers to
answers,
every problem.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Ooh,
that's so powerful.
I'm overwhelmed with such a good way
Glory
right now.
To God.
I know that you've been encouraged, and we're just so happy that you decided to tune in today. And I just wanted to mention that we have the partner wall, and if you want to send in your pictures to partnercare@jdm.org, you can do that, and we'll print them out. We actually hosted that at the Vision this past Visionary
Amen.
Conference. We had a place where you could take your pictures, and we put those up. So we're waiting for your picture. So send it in. All the information's on the screen. You can do that, and we're going to get you on the partner wall.
That's so good. And we're going to be looking at you every day, praying
yes.
for you, lifting you
Amen.
Up before the throne of God.
Amen.
It's going to be so good. Thank you, Jesse, for
Thank
being
you.
Here. We're looking forward to next week.
Okay.
It's going to
yes.
be a great one.
It's great. I can't wait.
And we're looking forward to seeing you right here in Studio C next week for the conclusion of Overwhelmed in a Good Way.